The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
On News Talk.
A couple of different fast food stories doing the rounds today and all this week and over the last few weeks. So you've got an increase in the number of US outlets who are looking to expand into Ireland. You've got Taco Bell coming, I think, to County Meath. You've got a Popeyes, apparently, coming, which is a version of KFC, I think, as I understand it. And then Wendy's. Wendy's opening in Cork. There used to be Wendy's in Ireland. There was a Wendy's on the Navan Road, I think, wasn't there? There definitely used to be a Wendy's in Ireland. Correct me if I'm wrong. I'm sure the texter as well. But anyway, Wendy's is coming back. And then separate to all of that, you've got McDonald's, who are cutting their prices in the States initially. But this is on the back of the McDonald's CEO suggesting that their prices have gone too high, that fast food, takeaway food should not be expensive. Henry McKean has been asking people on the streets of our own capital city whether they've noticed takeaway prices and fast food prices go up.
Well, in relation to fast food, it used to be a great family occasion for somebody having a birthday or whatever, and they could bring them all to McDonald's. But now that's become sort of prohibitive. You see less and less of these people sort of congregating in McDonald's. Not that I do it very often myself. But what I have noticed is your delivery takeaway has really increased in price over, say, the last 6 months.
So you've really seen your takeaway to your door really get quite expensive.
Yeah, absolutely. And it's noticeably expensive. Like, if I order, say, once a month, and you might order the same thing, and it's gone up in price month to month.
What's your favourite fast food?
Probably Indian.
You love an Indian?
Yeah, I love
takeaway.
Yeah.
And your favourite dish?
Buttermilk. I think it's buttermilk chicken, I think it's
and
called.
And you love that?
I love it, yeah.
And what about, like, a hamburger shop? Would you be a Supermax person, a McDonald's person?
I think Supermax, yeah, rather than McDonald's. It's Irish.
You prefer that?
Yeah, yeah.
Have you noticed an increase in the price of fast food?
Yeah, well, takeaways I have noticed, you know, for where what we used to get for the family for maybe 25 euros is now 30, nearly 40 euros.
And like a bag of chips from an Italian Irish chip shop could be 4 euro.
4 euro, yeah, 4.20 in some places.
4.20?
Yeah, yeah.
So it adds up.
It does. If you have a family of five, it's...
And a service station for the family, you could say goodbye to 50 euro for four people.
Yeah, if you were travelling somewhere and you just stopped off for an ice cream or something, even in one of these places, you know.
Are you eating less of it because it's more expensive?
Probably, but everything's expensive. You're going to the supermarkets and, you know, it's everything's gone up everywhere.
Why? Is it the price of gas? Is it Ukraine, Russia?
No, I think they just use these things for excuses sometimes.
Have you noticed fast food rise in price?
I'd say definitely, yeah. I still am buying it since it's a bit cheaper than just the average food.
And have you noticed fast food go up in price?
Oh, definitely, yeah, I have, yeah.
Are you still eating it?
I am, I can't help it, yeah.
When we were kids, we only went to McDonald's once every 3 months. It was a real treat. We have to go back to that because fast food has got pricey.
It's possible, but then you get people who say, oh, I'll bring the children to McDonald's instead of buying them, you know, buying the ingredients for a good meal in the supermarket. So that might change. There'd be more cooking, more eating at home, and less bringing out for fast food.
So say the good people of Ireland, speaking to our own Henry McKean. With me to discuss, Edward Hayden, the TV chef, culinary lecturer at the Southeast Technological University, and JP McMahon, a Galway chef, restaurant owner and author as well. JP, setting aside the price for a moment, I mentioned, you know, the return of Wendy's and Taco Bell and Popeyes and places like that opening here. Do you worry about the proliferation of these, well, particularly these US fast food chains?
Yeah, I think so. I mean, look, it's a free market and they're going to go where they think there is business. But I think the last thing we want to do is to have, I suppose, our cities end up looking like the UK, where literally every city is exactly the same because local businesses have been, I suppose, have had to close and, you know, multinationals come in. And I suppose they can spread costs more, they're bigger, and they can sell food for cheaper. So, like, it is worrying for the food landscape to a certain degree.
I guess you'll see what kind of Boots did to the high street pharmacy, or the locally owned pharmacy, done to, arguably, it's the local chipper, is it? Is that what might lose out, the kind of the traditional Irish chipper?
Absolutely. And, you know, I was saying to your researcher, like, fast food encompasses a lot of food. I mean, mussels are fast food if you want them to be. I mean, you can have very unhealthy and very nutritious fast food. Unfortunately, most of us love kind of fast food that's been cooked in the fryer. But I think that the traditional fish and chip shop or the burger place that you would have gone to, I mean, the multinationals will be able to sell cheaper than them. So, unfortunately, they won't be able to do as well. And my takeaway, I've noticed even from my own daughters, has got so expensive. I mean, that's down to two things. One is the is also if you're getting it to takeaway is the Deliveroo's or the other company. 30%, you know?
Yeah, we a bit of an issue with the line there. We'll get you on a better line, but I think we got the gist of the point you were making. Edward Hayden, as I say, with us as well. Edward, can you understand why some people might be excited at the idea of, you know, Wendy's and Taco Bell and Popeyes? I'm reminded of those big queues outside Dunkin' Donuts a couple of years ago when they opened.
Yeah, and I think, Kieran, good evening. First of all, I think the proliferation of these, as you say, I mean, we have to acknowledge it is probably part of that modern food culture that we do seek out or desire all of these things that are kind of hip or trendy or in vogue or bougie. And we want, I suppose, to be part of that and to experience that. I suppose the other thing I would just be mindful of from your vox pop there as well is that whole notion of value and how that value depends on perspective. You know, a couple of people talking about that, you know, the Irish chip shop, you know, and I think that's kind of a different aspect of it than maybe some of the kind of the large scale multiples. I mean, one of the things that I think is really important in all this is the satiety value of food, you know. So, I mean, we can look at the cost of things and we can look at all of that. But if you're kind of coming home from, I don't know, the beach or the swimming pool or something like that, and you're pulling in, or maybe people coming in going home for a match and they're going to one of these multiples and getting it as a treat. I mean, all of that is fine. But I mean, I think we'd all acknowledge an hour later, you still want to know what's for your dinner, you know, that sort of way. So, I mean, yeah. I think going to the chip shop and adding like a bag of chips, like someone is at home cooking chicken or cooking steak or burgers, and then you're going down to the takeaway and getting a couple of bags of chips to stretch out between the family. I think that's a nicer way of doing the whole takeaway. But I mean, the multiples that you're pulling in for a burger and a chips, but like then an hour later, you're kind of, you want a stew or a curry as well, you know?
And JP, have you seen as well, you know, that COVID shift persist? And when I talk about a COVID shift, I mean, is this the proliferation of Deliveroo and how popular it became? Has that lingered or has it kind of gone back to normal?
No, this is very strong. And I think that even the last day.
There's an issue there with that line as well. We'll have to get you back on a third line and a third time lucky, as they say. Edward, what about you? Have you noticed an improvement?
I suppose people are doing it quite a lot. And I mean, Kieran, in doing that, we must acknowledge that, you know, whilst there's cost of living issues, not everybody is obviously experiencing it, because, I mean, to be able to indulge in such dining options a couple of times a week, you know, is a cost. But I suppose, again, you can kind of turn that on its head. And that's where that whole notion about your perspective on value, because doing something like that, if you were to order in like a chow mein from Deliveroo, that's still going to be, you know, less expensive having it in your own house than going out and having that meal experience. But I think, you know, what we're spending on food is quite significant, and those that can afford to spend significantly on it. But I think those that aren't, you know, one of the things I'd be interested to investigate around it is the education piece around it. So is it that people are looking for a handy option, or is it kind of a lack of skills, you know, that sort of way?
Yeah, I suspect, I don't know what you think, like, sometimes it's a handy option, sometimes it's a bit of a treat, as you say, you're on your way back for the beach or a match or something like that.
Yeah.
And it's a way of keeping things similar. I think the idea of it being a cheaper fix are long gone, you know, the McDonald's CEO obviously has recognised this, trying to get the cost back down. If you're bringing a kind of a family of four after a match into McDonald's, I mean, it's an awful lot more expensive than stopping in the supermarket and buying a few bits and putting them on.
100%. And that's why I suppose it needs to be. I mean, I even remember when I was young, I like to think it's not that too far long ago. But I mean, things like that, you'd be going somewhere like that as a treat and it was an occasional thing. I mean, now I suppose societally and culturally, maybe we're kind of doing this thing much more often. Maybe it's the whole notion that we feel we're entertaining people differently or whatever. But I mean, I think it's fine as a treat. But again, I think there'd be better value and perhaps better nutritional value to be obtained in your kind of local chip shop down the road, where there's someone doing the battered sausages or the kind of the buttermilk chicken burger or a lovely piece of haddock dipped in batter with your bag of chips. Again, I think you still have that whole treat aspect. And, you know, there's nothing like, you know, think of being at the beach and that lovely warm brown bag of vinegar soaked chips and all of that. It's lovely. But I would suggest that there's probably a greater satiety value in that. And I would suggest perhaps invariably a greater financial value in terms of the length of time you'll get out of it in terms of feeling satisfied and still have that treat notion attached to it as well, Kieran.
Well, you mentioned that buttermilk chicken burger. I had the most delicious burger in the Left Bank Bistro in Athlone at the weekend. So I'm going to give them a shout out. Just around the corner from the famous Sean's Bar. So a deserving shout out for them. Edward, listen, good to talk to you. Thanks a million.
Did you go to the Sean's Bar afterwards, Kieran? That's the question.
Well, listen, a pint might have been had, Edward. We'll say no more for the moment. Edward Hayden, TV chef and a culinary lecturer at Southeast Technological University. Thank you very much. Thank you as well to JP McMahon, the Galway chef, restaurant owner and author. And apologies that the connection wasn't great with him. But one listener here says, Kieran, McDonald's bacon cheese toasty with coffee went from 3 to 3.30 and now 4. Now 4.50. And takeaways, we only get one if we get a good discount from Uber or Just Eat every few months. Somebody else says, I saw a menu from a restaurant in the backwoods of West Cork and a burger was €22. Seriously, that kind of money for not even a quarter pound of mince. Don't give me the expenses responses, please. And somebody else says the cost of doing business in this country has gone so high due to government-driven costs that many of the small and innovative restaurants and cafes have closed. I favour lower-risk chains. I don't think, Kieran, it's fair to say, look what Boots did to the local pharmacy. It's the same as supermarkets with local shops. People like to go for variety and convenience, and generally these big brands are just servicing this demand. Yeah, I wasn't having a go at Boots. It was just the point I was making was what happened to the local pharmacy after Boots arrived. And yeah, you make a similar point. It's the same thing that happened locally owned shop after the supermarkets arrive. And I guess the fear that JP and Edward have and other people working in the industry is it's what might happen locally owned restaurants, particularly not so much the high end restaurants, but the Irish chipper, the traditional Irish chipper, if we'll call it that. What happens then when not only do you have a McDonald's or a Burger King or a Supermax, but you've got KFC and IHOP and Wendy's and Taco Bell and Popeye's Chicken and what have you. Is there a place and a space for the chipper in that picture? I hope there is. I hope there is. The more fast foods that somebody has, the more ill health, obesity, heart trouble, etc. Cheaper initially, but long term, very costly. I think the point is it's not actually cheaper initially anymore. It was once upon a time, but no more. But thank you for the text.
The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
Weekdays from 4 on News Talk.